Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4050.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My father, because he came from a family that just is raised by his mother, a single mother, and he turned nothing into something, basically. He got into college, he got an aerospace engineer degree, and then went back and then got his law degree. And he did all that with little money.
What do you aspire to be?
I really just want to be successful, any however I can be. I don't know what I want to go into, but yeah, I just want to be successful, have a family, have kids, you know, the usual, and then be happy with my life.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Pretty easygoing, understanding of other people, especially when they're in bad moods, and I'm intelligent, smart, pretty quiet, I'd have to say.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
When I was a kid, I pretty much grew up with my dad in law school, so we didn't have a lot of money when I was little, but as he got it through his career, he started making more money, so things were more luxurious as I grew up, so it was pretty easy for me. I have a expectation that's higher than he did in life, so I have a luxurious expectation now in life for me, so that I have to achieve more.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think honesty and courage are two big things that are hard to come by today in the world, and if you have those qualities and you can be successful, that means something about you, and you have a lot of character.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
My least favorite characteristic is that I'm a bit hesitant, I think too much, and then I have a really mellow personality. But another thing is that I'm like a sponge. A good thing about me is I'm a sponge. I'll listen. I'm a good listener. And so that I can grow from that. And then with practice, I usually take care of the mellowness and the shyness.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I'd like to see my hard work bring me to somewhere, something in the future. And I'd like to see my shyness kind of go away so that I can have a personality and at least be more outgoing as a human being.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your children?
Honesty, hard work, and doing the right thing are big things that my parents really kind of instill in me, and that I'm probably going to have to pass on to my children so that they can pass to theirs.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We spend a lot of time together. Usually we just talk, we'll watch sports, movies. Those are the big things that we do. Go to dinner. Dinner's a big time for us, like where we all just talk about our lives and stuff.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I always liked sports. Football was a big favorite. I liked reading, chess, played instruments. Pretty much played with a lot, had friends in school.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I like fiction books, but I also like to read. I used to read a lot of like National Geographic books about animals, a lot of information books about dinosaurs and stuff. So those used to, like, factual books were always my favorite.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I read was How to Get Out of Your Own Way. It was like one of those self-help books, but I just read it for motivation, get on track in life. It was pretty good. It had a lot of good influence on me.
Mm-hmm. Last movie you saw?
Harry Potter.
A sporting event you attended?
A football game.
What do you do for fun?
I train. I run a lot, so I train for triathlons and marathons, and you know that really keeps me going, keeps me motivated.
What are your hobbies?
Video games, like watching football, reading when I have time.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Some people say I look like Mark Sanchez.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think the biggest thing was in high school. Not making football team really kind of hit my confidence, but it was something you had to get through and learn that it wasn't everything in life. I guess that was a significant experience in my life.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I remember the first time we played tackle football. That was the first day tackle practice was the worst. I was getting beat up. It was the most traumatizing thing. I hated it. I didn't want to go back, but my dad, he was one of the coaches. He told me to go back, and then the next day, everything was fine. I liked it a lot better, and it was just, I guess, just that jitters, and then went back, and it was fine.
Choose a prominent person whom you would like to interview and explain why. It could be someone living, deceased, or fictional.
I'd say probably Abraham Lincoln. He's a president. He's a monumental figure of society in the U.S. And I would probably ask him a lot of questions about his failures, because there was actually rumors. You know, he had a lot of failures before he actually was voted as the president. Mm-hmm. So I'd want to ask him how he got through all that.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I think just the idea of religion is kind of unsettling for me right now, but it's still a journey to figure it out. So I guess that would be a part of it.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
On vacation, just sitting on a beach, relaxing.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I'd probably prefer to be by myself. It's peaceful. Get a lot of time to think about things.
What is your approach to life?
Do the right thing. Do your best. Good things will come if you just do those things and work hard. And it'll take you. Let it take you from there.
What was the most difficult time in your life?
Graduating high school. After that, I was kind of lost. I think I've found myself since then, and I had to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. I really figured it out, and now I'm on a good path. So I feel that was the hardest time.
How did you overcome the difficulties?
I just changed a lot of my surroundings, the people I like associate myself with, and my lifestyle. I changed a lot of things, and I think changed for the better.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I think the most rewarding experience is usually, I think it would be having a child, but I haven't had that yet. I think for me now, though, would be when I train for marathons and such. You train so long, and then once you're finished with that run, you just feel like a sense of, you just achieve something amazing that not that many people have done, and it's, you feel good too.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I'd probably have to say chess or checkers, if that's a board game. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite dinner?
Probably a grilled chicken with some veggies. Usually that's simple, healthy, good for me.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Skydived. It's something. You when you're in time and thinking about doing something, you can just say you skydive. So it's amazing. I want to be able to do it by myself.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Eat breakfast, look at the calendar, figure out what I gotta do, but and just think and relax.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could sing. I wish I could singing voice, and I wish I could play the piano. I'm sure I can still learn how to play the piano, but I don't know about the singing.
You are majoring in business management and biology. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, I first became interested in biology through high school. Science was always a strong point in my schools. But as I got into college, it was tough. And then I decided to take on another major in business, because I feel like I have a good idea on how businesses work, and I see my dad all the time working for his company, and I think I could do the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are your plans upon graduation?
I'd most likely find some work and then move out and just make money, find a family, and take it from there.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Like, if I could do anything without any money, I would love to be a teacher and a coach. Like, that's a fallback for me that I would just like to do. But I know the money is not great, but that would be a fun job for me. I'd be a middle school coach, too, not even high school.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'll most likely be in another city. I'd probably be moved by now, and then I'll probably be with a family, hopefully. Married, have a couple, maybe one or two kids. That's what I hope.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Really just some sort of date, maybe dinner, good conversation, and then really just something to keep us busy. I don't know, a movie or a walk or something. It didn't really have to be anything special for me.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Honesty, communication. Those are two big things that I'd look for in a mate. Those are the two biggest things. The rest usually is, it doesn't, you know, that's not a big deal, but those are the two big things that I look for.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Probably just be open with them, since that's probably my hardest thing to overcome. And if I could communicate with them, that would be probably the best thing for them.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Being able to help someone that can't have a kid just do that. And I think that's great, because I think everyone deserves to have a child. That's probably one of the greatest things in life.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4050.